welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we've been talking about Hendersonville, North Carolina, but, you know, fall is here now, so it's a great time to even check out the areas right here in our own backyard. So I have with me today on the telephone, Malcolm Hodges from the Nature Conservancy. So, Malcolm, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Anita.
Now, the leaves are changing, the temperature is cooling, so I think it is a great time for us to get out and explore the forest right here in Georgia. So tell me a little bit about you and the Nature Conservancy.
Well, I've been roaming Georgia's forest for a long time now, and it's a dream job. Love working for the Nature Conservancy, doing biological work around the state, and we're a private nonprofit, and we conserve land and work on conservation initiatives all over the world. We work all over the United States, especially, and we conserve really important places and try to protect the biodiversity so that our natural places remain rich in plants and animals.
Now, you must have a couple of favorite spots to explore in North Georgia.
Oh, I do. I'll tell you, two of my favorite spots are our two Rome preserves that I get to work at frequently. I certainly work a fair amount on Chattahoochee National Forest as well, helping out them as one of our major partners in the state, working with the Forest Service all over North Georgia. So this time of year, I think always one of my favorite places in the fall is in the Ridgeon Valley and on the Cumberland Plateau in northwest Georgia. Really fun places to be.
So what makes them so much fun?
Well, fall is my favorite season, and I just enjoy fall color and the crisp air and everything about the season. This is an unusual and special fall, though, for Georgia, given the drought that we're experiencing in North Georgia. So, and unfortunately, the northwest part of the state is suffering the severest drought.
And, well, when those kind of things happen, how does that influence what you all do?
Well, it certainly is a challenge because we are conserving a lot of things that are sort of visibly suffering right now, the plants and animals that live in these areas. There's a danger of wildfire, especially in northwest Georgia right now, and there are firefighters fighting numerous fires as we speak. So I've had to do some firefighting myself this fall, which is unusual for me. Yeah.
Well, certainly then that just says that, you know, people need to be very careful if they're out and doing things like camping and things like that to make sure that fires are extinguished completely once they have completed their time in outdoors.
Absolutely. Everyone should obey every posted restriction and to the letter and make sure that they're being super safe in the forest and certainly always report any fires that you see to the appropriate authorities.
So are there numbers there that people can report things that they see that need your attention?
Well, the fire response is hooked into the 911 system. So anyone, if they see something going on, can always report it to 911, and they'll get the information to the appropriate authority.
Well, that definitely sounds like a great responsibility that we, as you know, the citizens who enjoy going to the forest and having fun and family time, you know, can certainly do those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Malcolm, on the show today, we've been talking about going to North Carolina, which, of course, is beautiful there as well. I mean, they have beautiful forests there. But what makes the Georgia forest, in particular North Georgia, so special?
We're at the very southern end of the Appalachian chain, and Georgia's forests have a unique character. I think our mountains have a sort of a subtle, sort of ancient beauty to them. I think that just the old hardwood forests and the old pine and hardwood mixtures that we get in the southern Appalachians have a unique quality. They're particularly rich forests. They have a lot of species of a lot of different groups of organisms, and they're known throughout the world. The Appalachians, you know, is just about the oldest chain of mountains on the planet. They're well weathered, and they've been through a lot.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, there's so many beautiful hikes there and things that you can do. But tell me a little bit more, though, then about some of the things that we can do in terms of recreation if we want to go and enjoy the forest, not only in the fall, but maybe during the summer and spring as well.
Well, there are so many trails to enjoy and so many different ways to enjoy the forest. I suggest that if people are interested, they download the Chattahoochee Oconee National Forest app for their phone, and everything's at their fingertips then. Maps draw up immediately. Anything you can imagine to do recreationally on the forest is right there on your smartphone. It's a great way to tap into the things that are available in the forest and to keep very current on what is what the current news is. If there's a trail closure here or something's blocked over here or not usable, those kinds of things will come up immediately on the app. So a great way to use the forest. And since this is the season when people use the forest more than just about any other, fall is head to the mountains time.
For sure.
I think that, you know, everybody needs to have the National Forest app on their phone.
And tell us again how we can get that.
Oh, just Google search Chattahoochee Oconee National Forest or just Chattahoochee National Forest, and I think you'll come up with it. Also, just get on your app store that's on your phone and search for the forest, and you'll come up with the app as well.
Well, you paint the perfect picture. I mean, you have me ready to go out and take a hike, so I need to download that app as well. So, Malcolm, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this with us.
Thank you, Anita.
Now, I hope you will join in the Bill and Joe Morning Show on Monday and check out your opportunity to win a chance to go with us to Hendersonville, North Carolina. The show today has been brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Thanks for listening again. We'll see you in 2 weeks here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. Bye-bye.